What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
All right, what's happening out there back on the mainland? So this is Bolt Brady and his bro. We're here to chat some football. What's happening?
Back on the mainland, back from Hawaii. What was your favorite part about the trip?
Just kicking her, having some Mai Tais and stuff. Maybe Duke's restaurant.
Duke's? Oh, when we went at night?
the no kids night?
Yeah. Mine for sure was when we rented the car and drove around the island.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to see things.
I thought that was cool. And then, you know how I always like to watch those documentaries on like the surfers and stuff and Big Kelly Slater and seeing where he used to surf. I thought that was cool.
Bonsai Pipeline.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. I told you he won that last year at 50 years old.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. I could probably do that lifestyle, just kick it and surf and eat at like the little snack shacks that they have around.
For sure. I'd roll out there if the sharks weren't out there.
I hear you. The tiger sharks, too. Those roam in those warm waters over there.
Yep. That was great. It's good to get back and kind of get back in the groove. Had the Halloween last night.
Yep. How was Halloween?
I'm still feeling it a little bit. The parents had the fireballs and stuff cranking.
Ooh. And for those that you don't know what a fireball is, it's a shot. A shot of alcohol.
Got to shake off the cobwebs here for you guys.
Well, so we had a little party that we went to as well. And you might get a kick out of this. So we get there about 5 o'clock and I roll in and there's this guy that I don't know, and like another dad. And so there's a TV out there too, right? So that you can watch the games. Our buddy has the hookup out there. It's legit. So there's this dad sitting there and I go, so who you betting on tonight? And he's kind of looks up at me and kind of looks like straight through me, right? Because he's like, this guy must not be talking to me. I don't even know who this guy is.
This is the Browns-Bengals game.
Right. And I go, so I said it again. I go, who you taking tonight? And he looks at me like, who the hell is this guy? And I go, your shirt, it says DraftKings and it's 15 minutes till Monday Night Football and you're on your phone over there. I know that look. And so then he kind of smiled and he started talking about how he was going to tease the Bengals and the over, I think. And I tried to help out a little bit.
I said, probably, yeah, as I said, it didn't go his way there.
I tried saying, what do you think about teasing Big Cleveland up to the 9? He's like, nah. And then so we start talking and he listens to podcast. He listens to Fezzik, Steve Fezzik. And you know how I respect what Steve says. So we were chitting about that. And then one thing led to another. And I said, hey, we got another podcast for you to listen to. So hopefully Big Aaron's listening out there today.
Yep. And you can listen in on the picks here and go different direction next
time. Yep, yep, yep. Yeah, I liked Cleveland last night.
I Jamar Chase, you know, earlier in the week, I would have probably taken Cincy. It's like, I mean, he makes such a big difference. So
I was a little surprised that people were still taking him with him being out. I mean, he's obviously their best player.
Yeah. And then Garrett's just a beast, man. I mean, I think only 4 dudes were rushing a lot and he can do it by himself.
Dude, that guy doesn't even need to put on the Halloween costume. He just looks like the gladiator with those pipes of his.
They did a piece on him before the game, and he does, you don't watch it, but there's a show called Stranger Things on Netflix. That's real popular. And the bad guy this season was this guy Vecna, and he put it up on the front of his house outside.
Yeah.
And the guy, like, he kind of puts out these web things when he pulls in, like, his prey, and he changes the quarterback in his front yard each week.
Yeah.
It was Burrow for the week.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he. In fact, his arms are so big that he said, I read something that he's like, he covers them up because whenever he doesn't, like, they always want him to take the roid test.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
he's 6'5". I mean, he just moves them.
Dude, if you saw that guy in person, it'd be a joker how big he would be.
But then he's like an intellectual dude. You know, he reads and he's like super into like...
Oh, does he?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Like philosophy stuff.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Like sometimes, you know, some of the defensive guys, like you think like the quarterback and stuff are like the smart guys and stuff, but some of the dudes that actually bang the heads, like the middle linebackers a lot of times, they're super, super smart guys, like valedictorians and stuff.
Valedictorian?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're calm dudes and they just unleash the fury when they get out there.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet. I've played with a couple of those dudes. Mm. So, another thing that I thought, because I know we have a lot of new listeners, I thought maybe it'd be helpful to go over some of our jargon or lingo to bring them up to speed. Because in one of the reviews, someone mentioned how I say bueno a lot, but it doesn't mean good. It's actually bad. So if I say that guy's bueno, he's not good. He's actually bad. And then the 409, I thought we'd slip into the 409. There's a couple of those. A 409 for the new listeners is, you know, the cleaning detergent 409, like you clean stuff with it.
So the spray bottle.
Yeah. So when someone needs to clean it up because they've done something stupid, usually we go spray them down with the 409. And there's a couple 409s this week. Wow. Did you see the 409 when the guy took his helmet off in the Atlanta Carolina ball game?
No.
Whoa. You didn't. Okay.
I didn't see that.
Well, you've been a little busy with the Halloween activities. Yep. So Carolina and Atlanta are going back and forth. And the line in that game, I think it ended like Atlanta plus 3.5. But make a long story short, PJ Walk does the longest throw in like sports stats history of them like tracking air yards. And he was on the run to his left. I mean, this thing... I've knocked that guy. This thing was a joke of a throw. He throws a dime to DJ Miller with like 3 seconds left to tie it up, you know, at 34-34.
Yeah.
Well, DJ decides to take the helmet off and letting everyone know how sweet he is. And they go, blew the whistle. Well, now, because they've moved the extra point back, the extra point after the 15 yards is a 48-yarder. And so the kicker misses it, and they go into overtime. Is that incredible?
Oh, the PAT was going to win that one.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I thought they just tied it naturally.
No. When he scored the touchdown. Yeah, no, that was incredible. So the 48-yarder PAT does not go in. They go into overtime, and then Carolina actually gets it down into chip shot range. It's like the 30-yarder now. You know, they're just like, oh, there it is. Let's get it over on the right side for this guy so he can kick it. Shankaroo, another 409.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the rest is history. The Falcons get the ball. And then you bring in Koo.
Butter.
And that guy's money.
He is good.
41-yarder, ball game. See you later, Carolina.
They didn't cover, though, because I did have that on Red Zone.
No, Atlanta didn't cover.
We had a little function going on, but I was looking up. They were favored by at least 3.5, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think like for Circa, it might have even been 4. Luckily, it was the last one I erased on my card, and I filled it in with the Browns instead. We'll take her.
Yeah, couple letdowns again here.
Oh, well, your Raids, was that the letdown?
I mean, what is the deal?
That was good looking.
Mark Davis keeps having these like coaches chats. It's like, is McDaniels, is he feeling the heat?
McDaniels goes, listen, I'll make a deal with you. You go to a hairstylist and I'll start winning some ball games here.
With Lloyd Christmas?
So
the bowl cut?
The Raids, it's the first time they've been shut out in like 6 years. They didn't get it past the 50.
Right.
Until like the last 3 minutes of the ball game.
And the Saints defense is usually the Swiss cheese in some regards. They're giving up plenty of points to teams.
Well, yeah. So anyway, that, you know, but you know what didn't factor in, and Kamara mentioned it, is because Allen, the coach for the Saints, used to be the head coach for the Raiders. And so they said they were kind of fired up to help him get the W there.
Yeah. He had a little. He maybe got one season with them.
Yeah. So, but anyway, that was terrible. How about this stat? Are you ready for this one? This is incredible. So, Davante Adams had one catch for 4 yards. Okay. They've played 8 games. There's 4 games this season that he's gotten 40 yards or less. Okay. In 56 games that he played with Aaron, he had 4 games. Of 48 yards.
Jeez.
Or less. So Devontae probably had a chit and goes, guys, I didn't come here for one catch for 4 yards. You want some wins? give me The Rock.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to be feeling like he made the wrong decision.
Well, so listen, the stock on the Raiders is super low right now. And guess who comes in and picks up stocks when they're low?
I was looking at it and I was like, you know, people aren't going to like him, but I'll take him this week.
Okay.
One more time.
You got to have a little bit of a nutsack here to take him the week after they got smoked. But they're playing the Jags.
At Jags, -1.5 Raiders.
Right. And these so-called smart guys that thought the Jags were going to ball this year, I hope that is adios.
They're leaking oil.
They are leaking oil. I mean, Trevor Lawrence is throwing the picks on the 1 yard line when they're about to go into the end zone. So listen, the Raiders are a much more veteran team. I mean, the coaching's, you know, both rookie coaches here, but
they're not rookies. Like, well, Peterson and him.
Peterson.
For the Jags coach.
Well, he is this year with the Jags.
Right, but he's got some experience.
Well, they all have experience. Jiminy Christmas, they wouldn't be there if they didn't have experience.
The guy won a Super Bowl.
Well, he's not showing it now.
He doesn't have the squad yet.
Maybe we know why Philly said, hey, take the suitcase with you, bud. You're out of here.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll take the Raiders here. Best bet, -2.
Yep, I'm with you there for sure.
Okay, I like it.
And my other guy that let me down was Big Kyler.
Yes, he did. But guess what? I watched the entire game, and that was the one of our best bets that lost. The Green Bay one came through for us against the Bills. But I watched the entire game, and it played out. Did you watch the game?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the game played out literally like I thought it would, because it was going to be late in the ball game, probably like the back door. It was 28-26. Okay, we're covering.
Mm-hmm.
And the Vikings go, we got to punt the ball here, unfortunately, with like 5 minutes left in the ball game. I go, here we go. We're already covering. Kyler now has the chance to come win the ball game. They punt the ball, and the shithead muffs the punt.
Uh-huh.
Come on, guy. You want to talk about a 409? Dude, I mean, just walk off the field, leave the pads, leave the helmet, and tell everyone you're done playing football, buddy. You just lost the game for the entire team.
We need to throw a bolt back here for the fair catch.
Well, you know what? I was thinking about it, and you can sign me up and just go, hey, Bolt, we just need you to catch the punt. Don't worry about shaking and baking anyone anymore. We know you're past your prime. We just need someone that's sure-handed, and I'd go, no problem. Because I thought about it. Yeah, well, I don't want to toot my own horn, but let's just say I don't recall any drop punts.
We can provide a link here for some old game footage.
But remember, I used to always say that they would say that the punt returner, and for people that don't know about returning punts, and this could be people that even played football, it is not easy. And like, let's just start at the most basic level. High school, they punt, and it just doesn't go in the air very high. And then you get to college, and it gets a lot higher in the air, which makes it difficult. Well, when you get like a professional punter, that thing is so high in the sky, and you're just looking at literally the blue sky with this little brown peanut up there, and it starts falling quickly. It's not easy. But listen, these guys get paid $1. And I don't care how long you have to stay after practice. Catch the effing punt.
Right.
So anyway, that was the only reason why they didn't cover.
Yeah.
And the Vikings get it, and they get it like on the 11-yard line, score the touchdown. And Kyler tried to pull his, you know, a back door, but he's still so fun to watch. The guy is slow. Like, I mean, their speed, his is quickness.
Did you see Hopkins catch in the end zone? That one?
That was badass. The one-hander.
See, that's the last, you know, 6 weeks or so, Kyler was throwing those balls to his other dudes, and like, they just can't, there's no chance.
Okay.
He's like, I'm going to give my boy here a shot, and he comes down with those.
Right. And so listen, you had the tea bags with the Raiders. Do you have the tea bags with the Cardinals here with me? Because that's a best bet here.
Seattle's coming to Arizona. -1.5 Arizona. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've got burned by Arizona and Vegas here a few times, but I still like them again this week.
Well, and so for the people that are with us, you know, let's wait a little bit here, because this line keeps on dropping, you know, because Seattle's the new shiny toy.
Yeah, they're balling.
And you're going to hear how they beat them, you know, in Seattle, 19-9. Well, you know, DeAndre wasn't playing. And so DeAndre's played two games now. And those two games, the Cards are averaging 37 points. He makes a small, small difference, like you said. When he needs to go someone big time, he's got DeAndre. And minus 1.5 at home in a divisional game. I mean, you're basically saying that the Cards are garbage. And Minnesota is a tough place to play. I mean, they're obviously 6-1. Best bet, Cards. Kyler, let's get balling, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of a weird schedule this week. There's a lot of morning games, and there's just the two in the afternoon.
Yeah, people get so pissed off about that. I mean, I hear you're like, sweet, especially if, you know, you don't have the ticket and they put on one of the games. You're like, wow, this is showtime with all the commercials and stuff.
Yeah. And you get like the Titans Colts on CBS. You're like, wow. Yeah. It's Seattle and Arizona and the Rams and Tampa are the PM games this week coming up.
Wow. What do you think about the Rams and the Tampa Bay game?
I mean, it's Tampa -3 right now. Mm-hmm. I'd probably take Tom. Just of, you know, they've lost too many in a row here. He's got to stop the bleeding.
Well, the Rams are averaging a whopping 16 points a ball game, which puts them at 30th in the NFL. They are bueno.
They got spanked by McCaffrey and the Niners.
Yeah, we'll talk about CMC here in a minute because he's a joker. But, dude, they're not good. I'm sorry. Like, they have, you know, Stafford's obviously, like, pretty good. And then Kupp and Donald are, you know, first team all pros. And those guys are unreal and dominate at their position. But sorry, there's another 22, you know, player, another 20 guys on the squad that need the ball. It's not happening. And listen, Tommy, it's about time for Tommy and the boys to play some ball at home. Mm-hmm. And I'll take the Bucks -3 there. I think it's going to be a boat race. Let's not forget, it's the revenge game from last year's playoffs.
Yeah, they knocked them out.
I think it's going to be literally a boat race. Like I say, it's Tom by at least 10 points. So mm-hmm. that's another best bet, actually.
Yeah, today's the trade deadline by 1 p.m. Pacific. So, I mean, there's probably some stuff happening as we speak here. The Rams are said to be maybe making a move on offense or defense. So we'll see if anything changes. But usually those guys don't get plugged in that quick to make a difference. So.
Well, they've gone all in, you know, these other years to make runs. I just don't. And now they're feeling it. Like they don't have enough depth. And it's they're bad. Like that's they're just bad. Like don't think these guys are turning it around either. It's not happening.
Yeah, they I guess they were the second squad that was real close to McCaffrey, but they were like a draft pick light compared to the Niners. So
ooh, wow. Well, let me put it this way. I'm going out on the record here. I'm going to say Rams are going to take last place in the division.
Mm.
Yep, it's going to be nines. And it's easy to say Seattle, but let's not sell Kyler short here yet.
Yeah.
But I do think the Rams are going to take last place. We'll see where we end up on that prediction.
From Super Bowl champ to last place in the division.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, you know, Seattle's in first in their division, NFC West, and the Falcons are in first in the NFC South.
Right.
And both those squads were probably projected to finish bottom.
Well, yeah. People, I mean, I think they're... Team total wins was like under 5 for both those squads.
Yeah, I think Geno's got the best accuracy in the league right now.
Oh, he's rated like top 5 quarterbacks. Like he's up there with Allen and Patty and stuff right now. So props to him. That's awesome.
Yep. Long way to go. Now, I could see Tampa still win their division.
Yeah, I mean, that division's just not very good.
And then the Nines can probably come back and win the NFC West.
I don't think it's probably. I think it's ball game, knock it down. My boy CMC, does that guy make a difference at all?
Yeah, he had more time to kind of learn some plays. They gave him some more. Garoppolo threw him the one, and then he threw it.
He goes, I got a little time to learn the offense, so I'm going to throw for one, run for one, and catch for one. Just crapping on people. CMC, way to ball.
First time someone had done all three since 05, I think.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, it's only been done, like, you know, a handful of times. Dude, if Shanahan literally, like I was telling people, he couldn't have handpicked one guy that fits his offense better than CMC.
Yep.
And do you think CMC's juice, too? I mean, he is as well. My only complaint, CMC, excuse me, buddy, if you're listening out there, is we got to switch up the number, bud. The 23 is not cutting her.
Yeah.
Let's go single digit, maybe. I don't think anyone on the, is anyone number five on the nines? Let's go single digit, bud. Number five. If five's taken, go ahead and shoot me an email, score@boltbirdie.com or bolt@boltbirdie.com, and you and I can figure out a number, okay, bud? Only thing you're missing right now.
Maybe we can work out together in the off season.
Maybe back in the day. Now Big Christian might go, dude, you're slowing me down here.
What else you like this week?
So far, I like Arizona, right?
I'm with you there.
-1.5. You're with me on the Raiders.
Yep.
I like the Bucks, -3. Okay.
Yep.
And then my boy, Heinicke. Guy's balling.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back, leads the game-winning drive. That was so legit against the Colts. Heinicke is kind of one of those guys you have to hold your breath on because he's not so much a gunslinger. He tries so much that sometimes it can lead to an error, but you know, it's the advantages are better than the negatives there. And now he's at home and the Vikings, you know, they go on the road and they're giving up the 3.5. The Vikings are seriously, like literally statistically one of the luckiest teams in the NFL. It's amazing how this luck, just like the Giants were that came back to bite them against Seattle, just like the Jets were. The Jets are terrible now.
Yeah, they are.
The luck catches up with you. Big Heinicke at home, +3.5.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, the Jets have Buffalo coming to town. It's probably the biggest line, I think, 12.5 right now.
Oh, well, that and also it's 13 for the Texans in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, that's the Thursday Nighters. Philly's -13.
And Jalen, let me time out here for Jalen. Like to give him props. 10 straight wins as the starting quarterback, most ever in Philadelphia history.
Hmm.
I mean, is that guy a baller, too? It's good to see.
Yeah, his interviews are done pretty well, where he gives the credit elsewhere and stuff. He's staying humble.
Dude, Dizzy, I haven't really seen it. That's great. I might need to get his jersey, actually. Not very many jerseys I'd get, but that guy's a baller. And CMC's. Those are probably the only two I'd grab.
CMC after he changes the digit.
Exactly. After he goes to, like, number five. Someone that we've knocked quite a bit, and then we said, you know, he's gotten in shape and he runs hard, you know, our boy Ezekiel. But this is getting ridiculous with Tony Pollard, the backup. I mean, literally for years we've been saying this guy should be the starter. Zeke was hurt, so Tony comes in, just dominates.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come out with this stat that the Cowboys are 8-0 when he touches the ball at least 15 times, okay? And then how about this? Yards per carry over your career. Okay, so Nick Chubb, that guy's a joker. Okay, Nick Chubb, and then do you remember a guy named Jamaal Charles?
Yep.
Some people might not know him.
Unless, KC?
Yep, unless you played fantasy football, he was just a joker. But those two guys, Nick and Jamaal, average 5.4 yards per carry, okay, which is just ridiculous. And Pollard comes in. Excuse me. And he's at the 5.3, okay, which is a joker too. This guy slightly needs to be a starter. And let me put those numbers in perspective for people. Like sometimes you get these old timers and they go, oh, blah, blah, blah. Jim Brown. Wow, Jim Brown was incredible. Well, Jim Brown was playing with the leather helmets and he was slightly bigger than everyone. He only averaged 5.2 a carry.
Yeah.
So that puts it in perspective, these guys. It's time to cut it with Zeke and say peace out.
I think they can after that. I think the way his contract is, like he can head out of town after this one. I mean, they say he is a huge locker room guy and the guys really like having him in there. Good leader. If he wants to come back at a discount, maybe, because the way it works now, you do need a couple dudes back there to split the load.
Yeah.
Pollard's obviously the quicker, better guy now, though.
Well, and it's not even now. It's been going on for 3 years, or at least I've been saying it for three years.
Yeah, no, he's been explosive for a while.
I mean, he needs to go in and go, hey, guys, I'm a team player, too. But listen, here's the stats. I'm either the starter or put me on the trade blocks like CMC. I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah, just use a draft pick next year. Get like a young, good dude and have him split it with Pollard for way cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But they were up by a lot, the Cowboys, and they let them back in the game.
I mean, that just happens.
And then they pulled away.
Yeah. I mean, that was a close ball game. That was just a boat race the whole time. I mean, once again, the best play for the Bears is just big Fields.
Yeah, they've kind of changed what they're calling for them to suit them a little better. I mean, they're putting some points up now, at least. It's not as bad as it was. But they have Miami coming to town this week. Miami's -4.5.
So before you make any decisions on that game, the weather is supposed to be terrible.
Really?
Like 30-mile-per-hour winds and maybe some rain. And if that field gets rain, yeah, it's one of the worst fields in the NFL.
Yeah.
So that would slow down.
I think they have a deal in the works to build like a covered stadium here in the next 5 years or so.
Well, they need it. Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah, those are real fun home games to sit at when it's -5.
You know, but I bet people fire up your fireball, though, to keep them warm.
Yeah, let's do it.
That'll keep you warm during the games.
Yeah, I was watching a little bit of the Miami-Detroit, and they were slinging it around. I think Tyreek had like 172 yards at half receiving, I think.
Yeah. So he's got like four of his games this year out of eight, he's got 160 yards or more. He's on pace to go over 2,000.
Yeah, they're doing a good job getting those receivers the ball and letting them go.
Mm-hmm. That's what teams need to do with like DK Metcalf and stuff, like get him the rock.
Mm-hmm.
That game, actually, I watched a lot of that Seattle Giants game, too. That should have actually been a blowout even more. Seattle, Lockett dropped a bomb.
That was a touchdown.
And then he also fumbled on their own 4-yard line. And until that fumbled happened, the Giants hadn't been over the 50-yard line. So that game, you know, pure domination. Who did the Giants play this? Do they have a bye?
I think so.
Okay. I was going to say, because that would be a good time to fade them. We'll fade them come off the bye.
Yeah, we said last week, I think they had a lot of travel working against them on this one, because they'd gone to London, they'd gone to Jacksonville, and then they'd go all the way across to Seattle.
And the luck factor. Yep.
Yep. That and Seattle's hot.
Yep. Well, they're going down to Azier.
What about Big Aaron, you know, coming off the Sunday night loss. Woo!
Covering for us by the half pointer.
But he's going to Detroit here. I mean, if this was, you know, the last few years, this line would be way bigger. It's -3 Green Bay right now.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I'd stay away. But what I will say is this is the same line as when Miami was just there last week. So do you think Miami and Green Bay?
Miami was 3.5 because I took them and they won by the half.
And you're saying Green Bay's only 3?
That's what I see right here.
I thought they were 3.5. But anyway, I mean, Miami looks a little bit better than a half point better than Green Bay. I mean, here's the thing. It's not Aaron, as usual. Aaron is working with not the JV team. It's the freshman squad that he has for receivers. So Aaron's the point guard on varsity here, and they go, Aaron, here's your supporting cast. We're bringing up some freshmen. He goes, rotten. And we're going to get smoked here.
Let's see if they, you know, maybe go for Claypool or someone today on the trade deadline.
Right. Or they were saying Cook for the Texans.
It sounds like he's going somewhere today. There's a few teams. I mean, they said the Cowboys might go for him.
Wow. I mean, he's good. Yeah, Aaron. I think Aaron might just. Aaron's just been like, hey, guys, I mean, whatever. I mean, if you guys don't give me anyone to throw to, I mean, the last game was a joke. I mean, I didn't even know Hobbs, right? I mean, he's the one guy he looks for. The rest of the guys, I don't even know who those dudes are.
Cobb. Cobb hurt his ankle.
No, like Hobbs or whatever. Like,
oh, yeah. And then I think one of them got a concussion right in the first quarter.
Yeah. And I mean, he was a scrub to start off with. So they're like, out with a concussion, scrub one, in his replace, scrub two. And Aaron's like, dude, I need some help here, guys. Oh, you're not giving me any help? All right. Well, this season's over with. Peace out. I'm just going to grow out my hair a little bit longer.
But what was impressive actually in the second half was they ran the ball really well against the Bills.
Well, yeah, that was impressive that they stayed with it. I think it's because they're like, we can't do anything else. But yeah, their run game is good. That's the thing. If he just had someone to throw to, I mean, Cobb, when he comes back, is helpful. But I mean, that guy's like 101 years old.
No.
He's
past his moment.
He's the possession receiver. Like Aaron needs someone to take the top off here.
I'd take him here though. Off the loss, I'd take him at Detroit.
Yeah, I'm sure you and a lot of the Joes will be taking that.
Dude, me and the Joes know what we're doing.
The Joe Pubs?
Yep.
The Joe Pubs were on the raids, I think, last week.
Yeah.
No, actually, there was, I heard some other so-called sharps were on them. A lot of people were on them. They were disappointed.
Yeah. Well, so we mentioned earlier that Buffalo's at the Jets. It's minus, you know, big, minus 12 and a half. I'd probably take Buffalo there.
I mean, Zach Wilson is looking bueno. Like, after these injuries now, it's starting to show. That's just a lot of points. I mean, that's a stay away for me here.
All right. You want to? Why don't you recap your NFL? Is there a teaser here for us?
No. But I got some college. But I'll recap the NFL here. We got Arizona Cards minus the 1.5. We got the Bucks minus 3. The Raiders minus 2, and the Commanders plus the 3.5. The Arizona line might want to wait a little bit. Could go down even further, and if it does, that's a joker. So now it's the college. Did you watch any college? I know you don't watch as much college.
Yeah, no, I had some on.
Okay. First, I'd like to give props out to, there's a lot of stadiums in college football, but watching like Texas A&M and Tennessee, oh my God, dude. Tennessee's game before it started, it looked like the Super Bowl. Like they were shooting the rockets up into the air, turning it off, the lights. I mean, dude, I could see why those, like, the top recruits go to those schools, even from California. Like, they bring you to one of those games and they go, hey, bud, why don't you take a look up in that stadium? Hello.
Hola, ladies.
I mean, not only the ladies, but people are just going, ball. Place is going nuts.
Yeah, I mean, they pack the house. It's cool. The whole town gets behind it.
Yeah, I mean, you must be a god around there. Like, versus where, you know, you play, like, for Stanford or Cal and you walk around and people don't even know who you are.
I don't know if you saw the tree mascot for Stanford.
No,
he got suspended for the rest of the semester. He walked out on the field and he held up a sign toward and it said Stanford doesn't like fun, or Stanford hates fun.
Really?
Yeah. And they said, tree, you're on the sidelines for a sec. They brought in they're bringing in the guy that was the last tree, I guess, to step in for 3 months. It's the guy's suspended.
Wow. Well, listen, I know from experience. I went, you know, to a fraternity party and when I was in college, and we went down there, we're like, okay, Stanford fraternity party, this will be legit. And we got there at 11. And it goes, hey, guys, sorry, shutting her down. And I'm like, right. I mean, they just don't want us to come in because we don't go to school here. I get it. And people are like, no, they're really shutting it down. I go, at 11? Wow. This place is bueno. This place bashes.
It's in Playboy's top 10.
Yeah. Wow.
Places to party.
Yeah. So anyway, Christian's probably having a lot more fun now that he's out of Stanford.
Well, the big daddy is Georgia in Tennessee this week.
What is that line? It's like double digit, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen today's line.
Yeah, I'm not touching that one. I will tell you the one that I'm going to touch here, and it's pretty big as well. It has a ranked team in it. It's Big Clemson, ranked number 5 in the nation, and they travel in to Notre Dame. And Notre Dame has not had a good season this year. But I've watched both teams play. I've watched Clemson play quite a bit. The quarterback's overrated. And they're giving, Notre Dame's getting plus 4 at home. I will take that. One thing they have in common, they've both played Syracuse. Clemson barely beat them at home, 27-21. Notre Dame last week, I watched the whole game. They traveled to Syracuse, which is a hard place to win. Boat race.
I saw that.
41-24. This is Notre Dame's national championship game, because obviously they're going to be playing in like the Scrub Bowl or something, not worth anything. So here they are. They're coming to play. We'll take them.
All right. I like it.
And then lastly, the 409, another 409 in college. This is a clean it up. How about this one? Wake Forest at halftime versus Louisville, 14-13. And then Wake Forest comes out after halftime and gives up 35 points in the third quarter. 35-0 in the third quarter. That's all she wrote. Wake Forest, clean it up.
Okay. Well, that'll do it for this week's football games. Week 9 NFL. We will catch you guys next time.
See ya.